Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. This segment is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos. Ladies and gentlemen, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken. God, I'm getting hungry just sitting here. And much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, we're going to start right off the top with the plane ride from hell. The Auburn basketball team, 45 minutes into their flight to go play at Houston. We've got the audio from the pilots who seemed like they were trying to be calm and collected. These are people trained to handle a plane going down and stay calm. And they were rather trying to get that plane turned around and get permission to do so. Go ahead and play that, Jake.
Yes, sir. We have got an altercation on board. We docked to the declared emergency and land. We got a bunch of basketball players fighting. The flight deck is secure. The threat level is contained for the moment. We just had, police on the ground, and we had two players that got into physical altercation. Clothes were ripped, and one blood player. And Senator Quaddy, 681, it's kind of crazy. Were we direct, Montgomery?
Police on the ground. It's kind of crazy. Oh, dude, I was talking about building the plane while you're flying it. Were they trying to destroy the plane while they were in it? I mean, my goodness gracious, I would have been flipping out. I'm a big dude. Basketball teams take smaller planes, and I don't like to fly. And those guys, so first report was they were horsing around. Then they didn't want to speculate. Then nobody really knew. Well, they were fighting. There was blood. What in the world is going on? There was a, I'm gonna dub that the college basketball plane ride from hell. There was a WWE plane ride from hell for, I don't know, about 15 years ago with stories that have been confirmed since then. Infamous stories from Brock Lesnar and Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, having a real-life wrestling match on the plane, 30,000 feet in the air, and they slammed into the emergency door, which, rightfully freaked out the stewardess and, most of the sane people on board. And then Vince McMahon challenged Kurt Angle, who's an Olympic gold medalist, to a legit another wrestling match on the plane. And then Ric Flair was walking up and down the aisles in nothing but a robe, and maybe removed that robe a time or two and freaked out a few more stewardesses and whatnot. So I don't know, a couple of different plane rides from hell for different reasons. But when I heard that audio, I was like, man, that would not have been, I would have been freaking, I would have been beating the crap out of the guys, beating the crap out of each other to get them to sit down. That's insane audio. Any quick thoughts on that, Jake?
I'm the same with you. If I was in, I didn't imagine a fight starting. I'm not much of a fighter to begin with, but to start a fight on an airplane, let's take this down there, not outside, down there once we land.
They had to turn the plane around. Mm. They had to go take a later flight. And where's the coach in all this? All right, I digress. Let's get to some national college football. Since the FBS-FCS split in 1978, there have been 5,595 FBS teams. Only two have won every game by 14-plus points. 2004 Utah, Alex Smith, Urban Meyer, they won the Fiesta Bowl 35-7 that year, and 1995 Nebraska. The reason I bring that up is now all teams in 2024 have been eliminated from that conversation. Texas, oh my God, they just mollywopped and whooped Florida 49-17. It wasn't that close. It really wasn't. Quinn Ewers throws for 333 yards, a career high, 5 touchdowns. You go to LSU and Bama. This was the one I got 4 out of my 5 picks from Friday right, and I picked 300 dogs. This is the one game I got wrong, and oh my Lord, did I get it wrong. LSU loses. I picked LSU. LSU loses 42-13 at home. Brian Kelly was 13-0 in night games as LSU's head coach prior to Saturday. Oh, and they did have a tiger on the field. Did you see it, Jake?
I did not.
It was in a cage. That makes more sense. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's when I found out they were going to have a live tiger on the cage, they left out the teeny tiny little detail that it's going to be in a cage. I was like, how is that going to work? All right, let's see. Somehow my notes got mixed up here, but we're going to get back on track. All right, Bama versus LSU. Now, those are the two schools. Nick Saban won national championships at LSU. All right, I believe it was 2003, and then he won, 6 at Bama because he has 7 total. So a lot of people thought this was like a college football playoff elimination game. It may have been. Well, LSU's probably out now. And had they lost by 1 point in triple overtime on the last play of the game, they're out now. They got 3 losses, and they got mollywopped by Bama. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a 3-1 SEC, 3-1 Big Ten team paired head-to-head in the debate of who gets in the final slot or two of the 12-team college football playoff against an 11-1 ACC Big 12 team. That's going to happen. I'm not convinced having 3 losses, especially in the SEC or Big Ten, is going to knock you out. Other conferences, yes. 2 probably knocks you out. In other conferences, Jalen Milroe. The dude was on fire the first half of Georgia. He's been kind of quiet the rest of the year. But if you look at 20-plus yard plays, okay, he is 2nd in the country. 20-plus yard pass completions with 49 on the season. This was going into Saturday. And he's tied for 1st in America with rushing touchdowns of 20-plus or more at 22. And I know I'm jumping around because I'm going to come back to Bama LSU, but this is the order that my notes are in, so we're going to read it for a second. Georgia Ole Miss, which I'm going to get into in a minute. All right. After losing to Ole Miss by 18 points, their 2nd loss of the year, all right, Georgia, who does have the toughest strength of schedule of any team in the country, they still have a 72% chance of making the college football playoff. Ole Miss, had they lost, their chance to make the playoff would have been 1%. Now it's up to 65%. All right, let's get back to that Bama-LSU game. Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe set the record for most rushing touchdowns in Crimson Tide history by a quarterback. That record was previously held by Jalen Hurts. He ran wild. So Alabama has kind of struggled offensively with any sort of consistency since the first half of that Georgia game. If you look back at what they did, Jalen Milroe ran wild in that first half against Georgia. And then they tried to make him more of a pocket-type quarterback since. They had a bye week. They used the bye week to say, hey, this is what this guy does really well. By the way, he's been clocked at 22.3 miles an hour. Travis Hunter's been clocked at 22.8 miles an hour. That's how fast Jalen Milroe is. So they decide, hey, we're going to use our running quarterback and run with him. It's a crazy concept here. All right, but at halftime, Bama quarterback Jalen Milroe had more rushing yards by himself than in LSU's entire team combined. All right, here's the thing I noticed. One team came out and played like it was a playoff elimination game. That was Bama. The other team did not. That was LSU. And yes, I did have some Nebraska fans say, hey, we didn't came out against UCLA and play like the bowl game was on the line. And UCLA did, although they look like they're going to make a bowl game now. And I thought that was a fair point. All right, Jalen Milroe, how many yards do you think he averaged in the game, Jake? It's a lot, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, man. For pass?
Rushing. Sorry, rushing.
Oh, rushing. It was 7.
15.4 yards per carry versus LSU. And he has 340 rush yards and 8 touchdowns in the last 2 games versus LSU. And LSU was down early, down double digits. But here's a crazy stat. They had 9 wins when trailing by double digits under Brian Kelly. That didn't happen Saturday. And again, debris was thrown in the BYU-Utah game. Debris was thrown on the field at LSU in a key 4th down face mask call that the fans didn't like. So at the BYU-Utah game, and obviously tortillas were thrown at Texas Tech versus Colorado, and the Texas fans started. Of course, it was somebody from Texas that started this whole thing. Ohio State fans threw a few things at the Nebraska game. This crap's got to stop. I thought about playing the video and playing the audio, and my wife said, don't. The cheer coach at BYU, you can see it, gets hit directly in the head from a water bottle thrown, had to be 30 yards away. It goes in the air. It's on video. You can see the audio. Nails her, and she gets knocked out.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Like, that crap's got to stop. All right, random sidebar there. But... oh, speaking of things being thrown on the field, let's move on to Travis Hunter putting a tortilla in his pants before the first play of the game, Texas Tech, Colorado. So I'm looking at the screenshot here. Before the first play, Colorado's on defense. Tortillas are on the field. Travis Hunter just walks up, sticks one in his pants, and continues to play football. Like, just like it was nothing. I got questions. How long was it in there? What exactly happened to this thing? Did it break into pieces? What happened there? I don't know, it's just one of the funniest things I think I'd seen in quite a while. And to throw tortillas on the field, I guess, still stupid, but it's, you know, let's not be doing those things. Here's the crazy thing. And if you don't want to hear about Colorado, I understand. You can tune out for about 5 minutes and come back if you'd like, all right? Oh, I should mention, Texas Tech's ball boy almost got in a fight with Shedeur Sanders because he tried to take one of the game balls out of Shedeur Sanders' hands, and a bunch of guys rushed over, and they were like face-to-face. I don't know if anybody else saw that, but I saw that. All right. Travis Hunter, coming into the game, averaging 112 snaps a game. The next player in America averaging the most amount of snaps per game is 88. By the way, Travis had 155. I've never heard of this. 155 snaps he played in the game on Saturday versus Texas Tech. And on the 99th snap of the game, he caught a screen pass. There was blocking, and he took it in for a 27-yard touchdown. That stuff's just crazy to me. So when it comes to Colorado, they don't run it a ton. They throw the ball 62% of the time. All right. Oh, I should mention, Colorado's defense is not great. All right, Texas Tech scored on their first three possessions, and it's 13-0 right out the gate. There's tortillas on the field. There's tortillas in players' pants. The crowd is going crazy. You got to give Colorado credit. They gathered themselves. Their defense did just enough, gave up some points. But they create havoc. They had 10 tackles for loss and 6 sacks. They find a way to win lately, and they actually play like complementary football. It's kind of crazy. Their defense knows what to do to give their offense the opportunity to score. They're not the best in the world, but they complement each other. Something good coaches find a way to do with their teams. Now, they were bad on third down versus Texas, the Buffs defense. They had several penalties, and Colorado, frankly, struggled to run the ball. But guess what? Colorado won 41-27. They're now the favorites to win the Big 12. They're the odds-on favorite. BYU is undefeated in the conference, 5-0, 8-0 overall. Colorado is 7-2, 5-1 in the conference. They're in sole possession of second place. They're the favorites to win it, which means, Jake, they're favored to get in the college football playoff. This is a team that we were whooping sideways 28-0 at halftime. Thoughts?
Yeah, not only the way that it's structured, too, is not only get in, is that they would get a first-round bye.
Well, them or Boise, remember, oh, about it yesterday. Yeah. It's not guaranteed, but yes, they could get a first-round bye.
Yeah.
Boise might be ranked ahead of them, so Boise is the top 4 highest-ranked conference champs, not power conference champs, but I mentioned that yesterday. If you missed that show, go check it out. You want to know the 4 teams in the bottom of the Big 12, and all 4 of these were talked about as Big 12 favorites before the season. Kansas, Utah, Arizona, and Oklahoma State.
Hmm.
Those were like the 4 favorites before the season. They are the bottom 4 teams in the Big 12 now. All right. Oh, and I made a note here. Does Deion Sanders now make in-game adjustments, question mark? Seems like he does. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Talked about that. Oh, my former teammate, my good buddy, his locker was right next to mine. It went Robert, RG3, me, London Fletcher. Our three lockers right next to each other. Put out this tweet. And I want to know your thoughts on this, Jay, because I've already said it on social media. Deion Sanders and Colorado are the best story in college football. Do you agree?
No, I think Indiana probably takes the best story to me. I mean, they've never had a 10-win season. I get why he says that, though, just because of the fanfare and obviously the just name that Deion Sanders is. So I get it, but yeah, that's a little biased to me. I like Indiana. Maybe I'm biased. I'm for the Big Ten country.
We're 100% biased. Yeah. Big Ten is way better than anything Colorado can do. They're the most covered story in college football. The best story, in my humble opinion, is Indiana. You go from 3-9 to 10-0, never been 10-0, never been top five. All those things are exactly what you are right now. You just beat the defending national champs in your house, on your home field. Their last two games are Purdue, which they're probably going to win, and Ohio State. I tell you what, they're going to get a chance to show what they can do versus Ohio State. This was one of the craziest stats I'd seen in a long time. All right, this is from Tim Reynolds on X. This has never happened, ever. Florida's FBS, FCS, and NFL teams, this was going into last night's game, Monday Night Football game, are a combined 0-11 on the weekend. Only the Dolphins, and I'll tell you the result of that game if you don't know now, can save the state now. Teams that lost, Florida Atlantic, Florida, Miami, Florida State, Southern Florida, Central Florida, FCS teams, Florida Atlantic, Florida A&M, Bethune, Stetson. In the NFL, Jags and Bucks lost. Do you know the result of the Miami Dolphins game?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and spoil it.
They saved the state.
They did. Yeah. They beat the Rams 23-15. Florida, 1-11 on the weekend in major college sports. All right. Connor Stallions. You can't make it up, ladies and gentlemen. The infamous Michigan sign stealer, Connor Stallions, is the new high school play caller for the number one recruit in the entire country, quarterback Bryce Underwood. Underwood is currently committed to LSU, but Michigan is trying to flip him to Michigan. I mean, I don't know what that just said at all. I don't know what to add to that. I have a feeling the film study with Connor Stallions is above and beyond. I'll just leave it at that. How's that sound, Jake?
That's good. Man, that guy won't go away, will he?
Oh, man. All right. Of the top five teams in the country, Big Ten bias, four of them are Big Ten teams. Oregon, Ohio State, number 1, 2. Gagme's number 3. That's Texas, if you don't know. My lingo, number 4 is Penn State. Number 5 is Indiana. I'm just going to call Texas Gagme U. Talk about bias. 4 of the top 5 teams in the country are Big Ten teams. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Big Ten bias. It's a real thing. All right. Speaking of Indiana, beat Michigan 20-15. Built a lead. I got the team winning right. I got the prediction wrong. Indiana, the spread wrong. I took Indiana and the points against Michigan, and I did it quickly. Indiana was favored by 13. Mm. They won, but by 5. So I kind of split that one, I guess. But Michigan was down by, 10, 13, whatever it was, 14. And they were coming back, and I was like, I was actually rooting for Indiana. I was like, don't blow it. And I discovered this stat. Michigan down 8 points or more. The last time they had an 8-point or more comeback in the fourth quarter was 2011 versus Notre Dame. It's still 2011 versus Notre Dame because Indiana pulled it out. Oh, I've got more after this. I got about 2-3 things, and then we're going to go to break, and then I got more. All right. Jake, how popular is Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti after starting 10-0 in Indiana?
Wildly, I would assume.
He reportedly got 487 write-in votes for the presidential election on Tuesday last week. That's the rumor going around. All right. Last couple things, we'll hit the break. Power 4 schools without a 10-win season. Indiana, Iowa State, Vanderbilt. Now, just Iowa State, Vanderbilt. Not shots at those schools. They're having great seasons. Shout out to Indiana. And then one final thing. All right, Jake Trivia. Who are the 4 remaining undefeated teams in the country? Then we'll go to break.
We've got Army, BYU, Oregon, and who am I missing there?
Oh, my God. Seriously? The team we've been talking about for 5 minutes. Indiana.
Indiana, yeah.
I'm actually impressed. You nailed it, dude. That's impressive. I'm looking forward to Indiana versus Ohio State. Right now, Indiana's kind of like a teabag. You don't know what you have till you put it in hot water. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.